Kalim chapter 15, Mishnah 2. Aruvois shel nachtomim, ranging boards of bakers, which were long wooden boards on which the loaves of bread were placed and shaped before the baking. And these are bakers, professional bakers. So even though we learnt in the last Mishnah that something which is flat is not susceptible to tumah, if it's wood, a wooden board, it wouldn't be susceptible to tumah. There's a rabbinic decree that even that on certain utensils, that even if they were flat, they're still susceptible to tumah rabbinically, and that is this board is one of those things that would be susceptible to tumah rabbinically. Vashel bale batim, but a householder's board that they used to place the loaves of bread on, tahoros, so the rabbis didn't decree on those because they're not recognizable as utensils in any way, explains the Kati. Serkan or kirkaman, if they householder colors them, if he colors them yellow or red, then tmeos, then they are susceptible to impurity rabbinically because they are now recognizable as utensils. That's why he painted them. Dav shel nachtomin, a baker's shelf on which the dough is left to rise. Shekfa bekoisel, if it's attached to the wall. Rebbe Eliezer says that this is pure. It's not susceptible to impurity because it's considered part of the wall. For chachomim matamin, but the rabbis, the sages, declare it impure. They say that it is considered a utensil in and of its own right, and it is considered impure. Shrod shel nachtomin, the shrod, which is the base. It was a wooden block on which the baker put a bowl of water to rinse his hands and smooth the dough down. So this wooden block, tame, is tame because it was used regularly for this purpose and it is recognizable as a utensil, and therefore it is rabbinically prohibited it was rabbinically able to accept tame. Vashel bale batim, but of a householder, tahor, so there it was only used occasionally and it is not susceptible to tumah rabbinically. Gipfoy, if he encircles it, me'arba ruchoisav, on four sides, meaning he puts a rim on four sides, the householder, around this block, tame, then it is able to accept tumah, and now it would even be able to accept tumah d'oraisa from the Torah, because now it's considered a proper utensil. Nifrats meruch achas, but if it breaks on one side, tahor, it is now becomes pure, it is not even rabbinically susceptible to tumah. So we might have thought that by encircling it on three sides, he's made a sign that it's a utensil. Teaches us the Mishnah that it's not even susceptible to tumah rabbinically. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hiskinu lios koreitz alav, if he adapted it to cut dough on it. So he adapted this instead of encircling it with a rim, he makes the base, he designates it for a purpose, and he makes the adjustments so that he can cut on it. So tama, says Rabbi Shimon, it is not susceptible to impurity. And last case, v'chein hamaruch tama, a counter is impure. A wooden counter on which dough is cut into loaves is impure by rabbinic law. It's like a table, it's considered a table. And also just the Kati brings that some say that this maruch is a rolling pin, which some commentators say that's what the Mishnah means, but he's going with the interpretation that it's a table, a wooden table.